On Triple J, we are backstage at the Gold Coast Big Day Out. Kitty, Daisy and Lewis are sitting here on the couch. How are you enjoying the very large festival atmosphere?
Yeah, it's really good. Lots of sunshine.
Lovely
good
times.
Did you come from England?
Flew out yesterday, yeah.
And what's it like in England at the moment?
Cold.
How did you spend your sort of Christmas, New Year's period?
The usual thing at home, you know, lots of
family,
food.
Family, had a drink in the pub, lots of food.
I went to a place that missed the countdown.
You missed the countdown. Daisy missed the countdown. How did you miss the countdown?
That wasn't my fault. They didn't introduce it. Everyone was pointing at their watches going, come on, come on.
I was at the Falls Festival. The Kooks got the countdown right in Marion Bay. Same festival happening in Melbourne. Arctic Monkeys stuffed it up. So it's possible to stuff it up.
I think last year we were in Perth. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And there was nowhere around. There were no pubs, no bars. We managed to get a couple of beers. And I think we all went to bed.
It's three, two, one.
Happy New Year. Oh, I'm going to bed.
Back to bed where there's a blackout in bed, so you can't even look at the clock to see how many minutes of the New Year you've even had.
It's kind of made it up.
That's awesome. That's not awesome. But you're back here now, and you've been here, three times, you were telling me.
Yeah.
How, you guys are, in terms of rock and roll, relatively young, and say that you celebrated New Year's with your parents, which a lot of people do, and that's great, and then they get in their band, they get in their van, they get in their plane, they come to Australia, they play, they shake off the shackles of, parental sort of supervision and stuff, but you're here with your parents.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do, They're in the band.
Yeah. No, they're cool, though, They're up for a laugh and stuff.
You've been to Australia three times. That's such amazing things. What have you guys got planned for Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, for the next few years, long-term, anything like that?
Well, I guess, make more records and stuff, but just, take it as it comes, really, It's great.
We're going to go to America later on in the year as well.
All right, I've got Kitty, Daisy and Lewis here. It has just started raining at the Gold Coast Big Day. I don't know what this means for the rest of it. I think everything will be fine. Except that you guys have got some instruments that may not do that well under extreme heat or cold.
Yeah, well, real instruments.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got Nero in the boiler room. Nothing can mess with air shit, because that's all, you can keep all the stuff.
Synths and all that stuff, they're fine, but once you get a real guitar out, the wood expands and all this shit,
But what about, stuff, how do banjos deal with this?
Well, they're out of tune anyway. We play out of tune regardless, you know what I mean?
What point did you resign yourself? That's going to be out of tune.
Just always.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
So how many instruments do you... is it five people on stage?
Yeah. And we have a trumpet player who comes on for a couple of songs who goes by the name Tan Tan. And he's like a legendary Jamaican trumpet player.
Wow.
He's been playing on records since the late 50s. So
pre-reggae even, pre-ska even.
Yeah. Playing jazz originally,
Man, how did you guys meet up with Tam Tam?
Tan Tan, with an N.
Yeah. Tan Tan.
Like suntan, yeah.
Yeah.
We went to a party and we bumped into him, but my dad knew him from years ago. Speak of the devil, there he is.
Oh my goodness, Tan Tan, please come and say hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Yeah, nice. God bless you, man.
God bless you as well.
Nice to see you again.
Welcome to Australia.
Yeah, man. Australia is my second home.
Thank you so much, sir.
Bless you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Wow.
Look at that. You just mentioned Tan Tan's name and he materialises.
Yeah, man. That's what he's like,
And I guess, Lewis, you also have a record label, which is...
Yeah.
So you become somewhat of a mogul now.
It's just starting off, actually. The first three records are in the factory, so...
And we're not talking downloads or even CDs, this is vinyl.
Yeah, just records. Yeah, none of it's gone through any computers or anything like that, so... And actually, one of them is by an Australian called CW Stone King.
Oh, you got CW?
Yeah, so...
What's the name of your record label?
Evangelist Records.
Evangelist Records putting out Australia's own CW Stone King from the Pinjarra area.
One-off record, yeah.
And did he come and record in your house?
Yeah.
He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah. Then did he bring the tuba orchestra with him?
The primitive horn orchestra. Yeah, they were there,
Sweet. And when are we going to hear of your three releases, CW Stone King, on Evangelist Records?
In March. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet.
Hopefully we'll hear about it somehow,
The internet.
Yeah.
Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, thank you very much for chatting to us backstage here at the Gold Coast Big Day Out. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, man.